As I mentioned, this feast is a unique one in our church calendar in that we celebrate the dedication of a building, dedication of the Church of St. John Lateran in Rome. I mentioned that this is the chief cathedral of the world. Many people would think that the Pope's church is St. Peter's. And that's easy enough because he lives right there at the Vatican, and often that is the church which we see most often the Pope celebrating Mass at. But in all actuality, the Pope's church, his cathedral, is actually the Church of St. John in the Lateran. You might be aware that each bishop, each diocese, has a cathedral. Cathedral comes from the Latin word cathedra, which is the Latin word for chair. And that church is called a cathedral because in that church is the cathedra, the chair of the bishop, which represents his teaching authority, the seat of his power and governance of the diocese. Here in Kansas City, if you go to the Cathedral of St. Peter in Kansas City, Kansas, you will find there a big chair with the coat of arms of Archbishop Naumann, representing his authority over our diocese. And because of that chair, that cathedra, St. Peter's Church is known as our cathedral. Really, any church in the diocese could be the cathedral. Ours used to be in Leavenworth until it was transferred to St. Peter's in Kansas City. In Rome, the church's chief cathedral is St. John Lateran. That is where, if you go and you look in the north apse of the church, there you will find a big stone chair which represents the authority of the Bishop of Rome, who is also our Holy Father, Pope Benedict, at present. So, as we celebrate this feast of a dedication of this particular church, we are first of all mindful that it represents for us the authority and unity of the Church under our Holy Father, Pope Benedict, and indeed all of our popes from St. Peter. So we are thankful for this gift in which we have unity in our Church. We see, especially in recent times, there's been much talk about the fact that Pope Benedict, who in future times perhaps will be known as the Pope of Christian Unity, has welcomed many members of the Anglican Communion who have wanted to return to unity with Rome. He has welcomed them back and set up particular unique structures to allow those Anglicans who wish to reconcile and be reunited under this one banner, under the one shepherd, to welcome them back. We see how Jesus always intended that his church be one, and so on this feast of the dedication of St. John Lateran, we are reminded and thankful for the gift of unity which we ultimately have under the Holy Father. Because if we look at what has drawn these particular Anglicans back to the Catholic Church, it's the fact that when you get outside the teaching authority of the Catholic Church, which was guaranteed by Jesus to remain free from error in matters of faith and morals, if you get away from that, it's impossible to remain united and to remain pure in your teaching. The Anglican Church, of course, began when people decided, we don't want to separate from doctrine. We believe everything the Catholic Church believes. We want to keep all the doctrine. We just don't want the Pope. We don't want to be unified under this one mere man. We'll have everything else, just not the governance of the Church. And so they split. And what happens when you get outside that divinely appointed governance by God? Well, you begin to split again and again and again, because after all, if you're not going to have the divinely appointed shepherd as your head, then you will have a mere mortal as your shepherd who is destined to lead the flock astray, as all sinful men will do. Indeed, the Catholic Church only remains united in spite of the sinfulness of our popes, because Jesus is ultimately the one who promises to keep us united. And it's interesting because this one fact is exactly what has drawn the Anglicans back into the Church. They've recognized we have no authority that can speak for Jesus. Indeed, our authority now embraces many, many teachings which Jesus explicitly condemned. What Jesus called evil, many of our Anglican bishops now call holy and good. And eventually you get to the point where you have to say, this cannot be the church that Jesus intended. And then you start looking, where can we find the true teaching? Where can we find the true shepherd? And that brought them, of course, back to Holy Mother Church. So we celebrate that unity today that we have under the Pope. But we also celebrate, as a dedication of a church, the great beauty and dignity that ultimately all church buildings should represent for us. They're not merely the place in which we worship, but they represent this unity that we have in our church. They represent, ultimately, the temple in heaven, God's presence here on earth. That's why we build our churches in such a way that they draw our attention toward God. Whenever we are driving down I-70, for instance, and we see St. Joseph's, which is beautiful, tall spires there reaching towards heaven, no one can doubt that that's church. We look at that, and even if you're not Catholic, you're reminded of God for a moment that that is a church. Just as our Holy Father and what he represents serves as a beacon to all those who would be united under Christ, so our churches are meant to serve as a beacon that everyone who sees them might recognize that here is the presence of God. In that building, Jesus Christ dwells in the tabernacle. In that building, the people of God assemble to worship, just as the saints do in heaven, just as the Jews did in the temple. It represents on this physical earth a bit of the timelessness of heaven. That is why we see Jesus having such great zeal for God's house, as we see in our gospel. We pray that we too might have great zeal for the physical building of our church, that we might always seek to renew this great desire to build beautiful churches, churches that look like churches, as we happen to have the cliche these days, that people might see our churches and at least for a moment say, I'm reminded of God, in there holy things take place, that we might always have a great reverence and zeal for the house of God and for all that it represents. May God continue to bless us with unity under our Holy Father and all that is represented by this great church, this cathedral of St. John Lateran.